Widerhall, das Halle-Magazin auf Radio Korax. 95,9.
Und im Widerhall sitzt jetzt hier jemand neben mir sozusagen als Studiogast. Er heißt Bass und kommt sozusagen aus den Niederlanden. Und heute Mittag war nämlich der überraschende Moment für uns in der Redaktion, dass er mit zwei Freunden hier ankam und sie uns erzählt haben, dass er aus den Niederlanden kommt und wo er hin möchte. Und das war für uns auch so eine schöne Sache, mal zu fragen, warum eigentlich er auf seinen Weg durch Deutschland, quasi von den Niederlanden Richtung Polen geht. Und deswegen sitzt er jetzt hier und er wollte nämlich auch mal die alternative Szene in Halle ein bisschen kennenlernen. Und jetzt sitzt er auf einmal im Studio. Vielleicht hat er das auch nicht so erwartet, aber ich sag erstmal, um jetzt nochmal nicht verwirrend zu sein, wir switchen jetzt nämlich ins Englische. Deswegen sage ich at first, good afternoon, Bass.
Yes, thank you. It's a surprise for me to be here too. And I never expected when I woke up this morning that the end of the day I would be on the radio here in Halle.
it's surreal, yes. And a few hours ago, I said it, you stood in our redaction or so editorial office of Radio Korax. Why you're here in Halle now?
Yes, my friends thought it was a very good idea for me to come here. They listen to this radio station all the time, and they thought, like, okay, maybe it's a cool story for the listeners here in Halle. So, yeah, I guess there I am. And actually, I'm here in Halle because, as you said, I'm walking from my place, which is near The Hague, in the Netherlands, to... I hope I say this correctly, to Bydgoszcz in Poland. And it's a European hiking route, number 11, and it actually comes through Halle too. So that's why I'm here.
And you're only at foot, on the way at foot, or with other transport ways?
No, up here I've only used my feet to get here. And I think that's it's a remarkable way to travel because you get to see much more of the countryside, also in the Netherlands, but especially here in Germany. I met a lot of people on my way in all sorts of different towns, smaller towns, and that's a part of Germany I didn't know before, because before most Dutch people I know. Only know Berlin or the big cities and the Autobahn, and that's about it. And there's much more to discover here.
And how can we imagine your journey? I think it's a difficult question. And so, how long are you on the way?
Right now, I'm on my way for just over a month. I think I was in April, beginning of April. 4th of April was in Apeldoorn, in the middle of the Netherlands, and before that I started out in The Hague. It's very slow travel, so every day you walk some kilometers and basically see a very slow change in the landscape, in the people, but things change, of course. I think you have to experience for yourself what it's like to be walking.
It's really other experiences, and at the beginning, did you know which experience you want to make?
No, I have no clue. I was at the opportunity, or actually I was working in the Netherlands for some years, and I thought that's not what I want for the next 40 years, to go from my office to back home and so forth. So I decided to quit my job and also stopped the rent of my apartment, just pack my stuff, and this is my first stage of the travel, is to actually walk to Poland.
Yes, and what experiences did you win up to now? Like couch surfing, you said before, and what are other experience, or what are the experience?
Yeah, it's pretty diverse. First of all, I'm using couchsurfing as much as possible. So that means that you can stay at other people's houses. There's a website for it, couchsurfing.org. I think a lot of people in Germany know it by now, especially in bigger cities. Halle has a few hundred members even. One of the things I like most about it is that not only you get to stay in other people's places, but you get to meet a lot of people, and also more the underground culture of cities, maybe. I think that the best places are always hidden from city towns. And I was walking today in Halle, and you see some tourists, and they're only at Marktplatz and in these kind of areas taking pictures of the buildings. They're like, ooh, okay, that's very nice, and then go back to the hotel. And yeah, I think then that you didn't see really all there is to experience in places like Halle.
What is your way to see not only the typical places in a city? What is your strategy to see the real city? I mean,
well, yeah, couchsurfing is one thing. I like to walk around, of course, not only from and to places, but also in places, and just taking unexpected turns and just head some streets, see where it goes, see what happens, and you know, see what little basements there are, or cafes, or usually it happens that you meet people there who know other places. Today I've been, and I'm not sure how you call this, not even in English, but it was near the Glauer district. The Glauer, oof. That's hard for me.
Postkult e.V. What was it?
It's a city district.
Ach so, Glaucher Viertel, yes.
Exactly, and they're building a new, how do you say this, giveaway shop, I guess.
Yes, so second-hand and... not second-hand, yes. yes, giveaway is clearly
the right shop, and that's pretty interesting to see these kind of things growing here, especially in a city where so much empty is. It's good to see that this space is being used for something nice. So from one person you get, you know, to meet other persons, and yeah, that way you can discover more about your area, and that's one of the good ways if you do slow travel. Less and less people do that, and that's a shame, because there's much to see on your own countryside, really, and I think much people wouldn't even know that.
And is to come back at couch surfing, is there a typically kind of person who is in the couch surfing community?
No, not really. It's really diverse. It's from young people. A lot of students are there. But also older people. In Germany I stayed, for instance, in some place with a 60-year-old artist, which really has a nice and arty house with it, but also with, I have to think, with students, even with somebody who decided to walk with me for a week or so, because he was, curious how it would be to walk. And he said, like, yeah, okay, I've been living here all my life. It was around Lübeck, but I never saw my own area, my own, you know, forest just outside, on the corner of my house. I've been to, you know, half the world, but not there. So that's the fun thing.
And are there any goals you want to achieve? Also, ein bestimmtes Ziel jetzt erreichen möchte?
A goal? Now, I guess the travel is one part of the goal. The other part of the goal is to see more of what's there in Europe and in maybe in the world in life, and to find a new place where I can do some work that maybe is more satisfying than what I was doing before, you know, in the office. So I'd like to try all sorts of new things and new experiences. I think that's the main goal.
And when did you decide that you want to go? Which moment was it?
Ooh, that's a hard question. I was thinking about it for some time, for some years. And before I was in city council. We had elections in the Netherlands in April. So I decided a few months back, okay, I'm not going for a re-election, but I'm going to travel instead. And that was, I think, the moment where I decided that I wanted to travel for a longer time.
And how had changed your motivation during your journey? Do you know it?
My motivation, what do you mean?
You have had this moment when you start,
mm-hmm.
And the many thoughts and why you do it, and changed this during the time.
I think the why is not. I think it's harder than I expected to be, and not the walking itself, because that's pretty easy, you know, one foot for each other every day, some distance. I think almost everybody can do that. But it's hard because every day you're somewhere else and you have this trouble of where to sleep, where to get food. It's pretty back to basic. That's interesting. And then what I think inspires me too is to see a totally different society just around the corner, and that inspires me to go on even and to see more in this slow fashion. Maybe not as slow as walking all these distances, but
and do you know where are the difference in the societies you saw? Can you shortly named a few
things. Germany's big. it's on the map, so I know it's big, and I know the Netherlands is small, but it really takes a week to get through the Netherlands or so, and more than a month to get to Germany. And then you also get into the rural areas, more or less. One of the things, I have a tent with me, and when I don't find a couch, or you know, especially in rural, smaller towns, there are not many couch surfers around or not in the neighborhood. And I just place my tent somewhere, and that's almost unthinkable of in the Netherlands, because it's fuller and there are many more people, especially where I'm from in the West. So that was one of the cool experiences I had recently in the Harz Mountains. The Harz area.
Harz.
I just walked up a hill basically and put my tent just on top of the hill and could see all over. And, I mean, hills, we don't have that in the Netherlands too, so that was...
Yes, and you waked up and see the landscape.
Yeah, you see the sun coming up and the landscape, and that's really beautiful.
And if you are traveling, you have many stories to tell. We know it, and... Could you name a few of your most intense or surreal experience that comes in your head shortly or now?
on this trip, I've been traveling more in other years. On this travel, we really have to name one or two, and that's hard.
But it's no problem if you... No, couldn't do it.
I think meeting all these different kind of people, and everybody has their own perspective and their own goals in life, and that's pretty intense to be around so many people. I mean, because normally you're only in your small circle of friends, and now this got broadened by quite a bit. That's one thing. Another thing, yeah.
It's no problem. And how could we imagine your backpack? What is inside, and how big is it?
That's a good question. I got a fairly standard sized backpack. It's, I think, about 14 kilos without food and without water, and then it gets heavier, around 17 or 18 kilos. I have a small laptop with me, because I used to do computer work, so I'm still a bit of a geek, I guess. And it's just very handy to edit photos and to be able to put stories online for friends old colleagues and people who are reading with me. I have, of course, some clothing. It's especially handy to have a few trousers if you're walking throughout the mud. I believe it's going to rain all next week, so I need that. A photo camera. Some paper to write on to. Let me think. A sleeping bag, of course,
and a big tent.
And it's not a big tent. It's a very small tent, and it's on the side actually. And I have a towel. Never leave your house with a towel. I forgot my towel like three times on my travel. It was really inconvenient. If you forget these small things, that's more important, I guess.
So if someone see a man in Halle with a big backpack with a tent on the side, everybody know who it is then, because it's Bas.
Yeah.
And he was here in the studio of Radio Korax to tell us why he's on the way and where he is, where is his goal. And thank you for your experiences.
Sure, I loved it. So if you see me walking, by the way, in some areas, then please say hi. And I still need a bed, and I believe I'm going to Dessau after this, and
In Dessau,
in
yes.
Kostwijk-Anhalt.
If someone have a friend in Dessau, he could phone the Sanderdienst of Radio Korax. No, okay. Thank you on this for this moment. And yes, jetzt können wir wieder ins deutsche switchen, wollte ich schon sagen. Genau, nämlich der Bass hat uns gerade erzählt, wohin er unterwegs ist. Und zwar geht's von Den Haag nach, oder in der Nähe von Den Haag nach Polen. Und da ist er sozusagen dann den Weg jetzt bis nach Halle gekommen, über den Harz hinweg, über den Brocken bestimmt auch, oder zumindest da daneben. Und möchte jetzt weiter nach Polen und ist jetzt in Halle angekommen, quasi die nächste große Stadt, die er eigentlich so mitgenommen hat nach Den Haag. Und genau, jetzt schläft er hier und er hat uns mal erzählt, wie das halt so ist, rumzulaufen. Also was ja viele noch vom Pilgern, gibt es da auch ein großes Netzwerk, auch eigentlich in Europa. Aber das geht sozusagen auf freien Wegen, was er hier macht. Und mit Hilfe von Couchsurfing sucht er sich sozusagen seine Schlafstätten. Und wenn nicht, geht's halt ins Zelt. Und auf jeden Fall noch einen guten Weg wünsche ich Ihnen jetzt an dieser Stelle. Und jetzt gibt's erstmal was auf die Ohren, bevor wir die Kulturnachrichten kommen, und zwar von den Rhythm Monks. Ist sowas wie eine Berliner Blue Man Group eigentlich. Die haben gespielt letzte Woche Freitag, glaube ich. Genau, da hatte nämlich dieses Berliner Kunstmagazin vierjähriges Geburtstag. Und die Show, die kann man sich, denke ich mal, auch sehr gut reinziehen, denn die ist da sehr skurril mit Video und einem Trommelroboter. Das heißt, die trommeln sehr viel und das hört sich genau so an.